You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Hey everybody, welcome to Nerd Overload, the pop and geek culture show that it's celebrating its second year of being free of the Christmas creep. I'm Cody.
I'm Sam.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Samantha.
Oh boy, we have a great show for you this week. Thank you all for tuning in on this holly jolly day before Christmas. Christmas Eve? Yeah, something like that. If only there were a creep here that could tell me what exactly how many days. But there's not. We're not allowed. He's not allowed back. Anyway.
We have a restraining order against them.
Yes. Yeah. No Christmas creeps. Anyway, we have a great show. We have a bunch of news to go over. But first, let's talk about some things we have been checking out.
Do we want to get the elephant out of the room?
What, the Christmas creep?
The Christmas creep? Yeah, let's talk about Spider-Man.
The Spooderman.
We all saw it, and it was great.
Yeah, the end.
The end. Well, moving on.
In case you don't remember, the animated feature Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse came out, featuring very prominently Miles Morales, the more recent addition to the Spider-Man family. Mm-hmm. And by recent, I mean like early 2000s.
Still, yeah.
Yes.
Spider-Gwen's technically more recent.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And is also in the film.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
All right. Do we want to treat this like we treat most of our movies where we do some non-spoiler stuff and then say, hey, spoilers, and then get kind of deeper into it? Because I think this movie warrants a little bit of a deeper discussion.
I think so.
Discussion.
Yeah, we should do that.
It just came out, though.
That's true.
And that's why we say
spoilers
and come back in 5 minutes. I don't know. I just kind of want to talk about this movie a little bit.
I do want to talk about this movie. It's a good
unfortunately,
movie.
Unfortunately, you can't get too deep into it without spoiling specific beats.
There is a couple reveals that you are legitimately surprising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the entire cast does a great job with it. What's his name? The guy from The New Girl as Jake Johnson.
Does
a great job as down on his luck, kind of past his prime Spider-Man.
Peter B. Parker.
Yeah,
he may be one of my favorite parts of the movie.
Especially when they first introduce him.
Yeah. He does a great job. Nick Cage as Spider-Man Noir is just
so
the best.
Yeah.
It is pretty good.
I wanted more of all of those characters.
I did too.
And
yeah.
That's not a slight against the movie. That's how good it was.
Yeah. It's kind of a shame that Penny Parker, the anime
spider robot
girl, and Peter Porker kind of got a little less screen time, I think. But still, I...
Artistically, those two were like the furthest away from everything, though.
Yeah, at least everyone else kind of had a similar thing, although Noir was all black and white.
And the wind was constantly blowing.
blowing on him. Yeah, that's right. So for the folks who are on the fence about this movie, haven't really heard much about it, the main thrust of the movie is this is set in an alternate universe where they're, for reasons we're not going to get into right away, there's a new Spider-Man, a kid named Miles Morales gets bitten by a spider, genetically altered. I don't think it was radioactive. I think it's just like...
It had a number written
on it. It was like a manufactured, like a synthetic spider or something like that. And through various what have yous, portals to different universes, parallel universes, start opening up, and it starts sucking different spider people from different universes.
Spider fams,
spider folk. Into the Miles's universe, and they're all
spidered individuals, I think is the politically correct term.
I agree. There we go. But and they all start interacting together.
People
and,
of a web-based origin.
Yeah. And yes. And while the whole movie is about all the different spider folk, it really kind of focuses in on Miles specifically, on Spider-Gwen, Gwen Stacy, and down on his luck, Peter Parker.
Peter B. Parker.
Yeah. And it's as much an origin story for Miles as it is like a redemption-ish story for Peter. And Gwen's just great.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, it was kind of like an origin, but it almost felt like a soft introduction into the Spider-Verse.
Yes. Yeah.
Though the Spider-Verse, as far as comics go, is a fairly recent thing.
And much more convoluted thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this movie does a really good job introducing the concepts, and it definitely feels at points there near the end, it feels like it was like setting up this plot so we can do it the next one with even more spider folk in mm-hmm. it. But it didn't feel like it as much as, say, Venom did, where Venom was basically like, okay, we're getting all of the origin stuff out of the way right now so we can tell the story we want to tell. This
later.
Seemed more like it was, this is a fully fleshed out story that is also leading into a much larger
The origin was more organic versus, okay, here's the beginning. Here's the origin of the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, we're mm-hmm. not doing this stuff because we have to.
It's because it fits organically into the film.
Things aren't happening just because they're supposed, this is how it's supposed to go and we need to do it.
Right.
But also, like, even in the comics, like, Miles's spider origin is a little more
complicated
than, like, say, like, classic Peter's was and stuff like that.
I think they do a really good job making it accessible for all audiences
definitely.
In this film.
It definitely gives you like a kickstart on who the character mm-hmm. is, especially if you want to get into the comics now where he's super popular.
Yeah. And outside of the storyline, I love the animation in this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think it's...
Never seen anything like that.
Oh, my gosh. Is
like,
it's
the
just
combination
phenomenal.
Of like the CG that pairs with like gives it also a 2D kind of look.
Mm-hmm. With the motion blurring of the backgrounds, is something that is not done, not really ever seen in CG films.
Or often,
yeah.
Like
because
it,
most CG films, like the backgrounds are as crystal clear perfect as like the foreground. And
yes.
It kind of makes everything look a little flat. This, it has a depth of field like actual film.
Yeah. like the art was really unique. The music was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
The colors
everything
were
was
awesome.
Super vibrant.
I love when they did zoom ins on everything. It had that Zippitone kind of like the dots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The use of the Kirby crackle in the portal machine. The pitch black dot cloud.
Yeah.
I love that effect in comics, and it was done perfectly here. Everything looked good. It was really stylized and just. Oh, it looks so good.
It was definitely a super unique movie.
Yeah, it mm-hmm. was the first 3D computer animated film I've seen in almost probably ever that actually looked different.
Yeah.
Like, at all.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, since Toy Story, I mean, there's been, like, improvements on, like, rendering engines, but most everything looks about the
same.
But they
all kind of have that same kind of look to them.
Yeah. And I mean, you got away from it a little bit with, like, say, Wreck-It Ralph or something like that because they're in
the stylistic choice.
Different basic shapes.
It's gotten a little more cartoony sometimes.
Yeah.
Like the Hotel Transylvania is mm-hmm. a weird example, but it kind of is more cartoony. But still
but
that has
looks,
that same basic, like,
yeah.
CG movie look.
Mm-hmm. And this one didn't. This looked, it looked so good.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And you felt for basically everybody in the movie.
Most everyone.
Yeah.
Everybody didn't look like vinyl toys.
Yes.
That's what it is.
That's what
yes.
it is.
All mm-hmm. other CG movies look like everybody's a vinyl toy.
Yeah, they didn't look like Disney Infinity action figures.
Yeah.
Although they were kind of angular, kind of like those.
Yeah.
That,
there
those
were a lot of angles
yeah.
on mm-hmm. characters.
Yeah. You know, going back to some of the voice acting, Lily Tomlin as Aunt May was like...
Yeah, that was good.
Really, really
Aunt
inspired.
Aunt May was really cool.
She was really cool. Really inspired casting. Just top to bottom. Great film.
I want
to
see it again. Like,
yeah, I do too.
Oh yeah,
sure.
This is definitely like a buy for me.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, I typically buy spider films anyway, but this one definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I like how this movie doesn't invalidate any of the previous versions of Spider-Man. In fact, because it takes place in a universe where there are multiple parallel universes, every version of Spider-Man, be it the Tom Holland or the Tobey Maguire or
mm-hmm.
the guy with the tall face, I can't remember his name, Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
He has a tall face.
He really does.
And his hair doesn't help him. I don't usually get into like looks of people, but like he has very tall hair and he has very long, angular, like skinny face, and he just looks like Mac Tonight, kind of.
Hey, Tom Holland, why the long face?
Not Tom Holland.
Andrew Garfield. Hey, Andrew Garfield, why the long face?
There it is.
What I think it is, I think it's the spacing between his hairline and his eyebrows.
That just makes
his forehead look huge.
It makes me wonder how they fit all of his hair and long face inside that mask, because he puts the Spider-Man mask on and he looks like he has a normal-shaped head.
CG.
It's part of his spider power. Shrinks his head down.
Airbrushing.
That's it. Yeah.
We come from France.
But anyway... But no, this doesn't invalidate any of those other stories. It,
especially if you watch the credits.
Yeah. It's very, it would be very easy to see that if they do, like, say, if they do a sequel to this, they could get, like, Tobey Maguire to voice, like, the webbing, the, you know, movie Spider-Man.
They actually almost did get him to voice the good Spider-Man.
Oh, really? Oh, I did. Like okay, I guess.
Chris Pine voices him now, but it was almost Tobey Maguire. Apparently.
Oh, that was Chris Pine?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yep.
Wait, the...
Okay, let's go. Okay, spoilers. We're going to do about 3 minutes of spoilers. We're not going to get too far into it, but if you're going to see the movie, we're going to probably do some light
warning.
But this happens within the first 20 minutes.
And you should see the movie, by the way.
You should see the movie.
Just go see it.
Yeah. Anyway, 3, 2, 1. All of the trailers present like Miles being trained by schlubby over-the-hill Spider-Man. What the trailers don't...
Brunette Spider-Man.
What the trailers don't show is that... That Peter Parker is not the one from the same universe Miles is from. The Peter Parker from that universe gets killed within like 20 minutes of the movie starting.
He's a very competent Spider-Man.
He's incredibly competent. He's really on his game. He's blonde. And I didn't know he was voiced by Chris Pine.
He's also younger.
Yeah.
You ever notice when they were telling the stories, like every time they introduced a spider person and they kind of did like a quick blurb of their...
How many years they've been Spider-Man. Yeah.
And like... What was blonde-haired Spider-Man's like?
He was 8.
The other one was like 20.
Was like 20 years.
Yeah, Peter B. Parker was 20 years of Spider-Man.
He had been Spider-Man long enough to have a marriage happen and then fail.
The fact that when they first meet him, was it Aunt May or was it Miles that said, "Wow, you were like way older."
Yeah. But no, I think it was great. Kingpin was like the best villain.
Yeah, and his design was so good. He's just a big fridge of a man.
He almost looked like a political cartoon.
Yeah.
Oh, he kind of did.
Yeah, a little bit. He was very like blocky. Looked just like a big square, basically.
Yeah, he was a big square with a head in the middle of it.
Yeah, I like the idea. I love villains where they think they're right. And
oh, yeah, definitely.
Kingpin, everything he was doing, he had a very, well, it wasn't noble, but he had
a... He didn't care if he was right or not. He just wanted it that bad.
He just wanted what he wanted.
Yes, he wanted what he wanted.
There were a couple things that I was honestly surprised about, like the inclusion of Doc Ock.
Doc Ock was interesting.
Yes.
She was awesome. I really liked that reveal. Mm-hmm. I was very surprised.
Like, she was in the trailer, but you didn't realize she was Doc Ock. Yeah. You thought she was just some crazy, kooky scientist lady.
Yeah. Folks who don't know comics will probably get a big shock out of the Prowler reveal.
I was kind of surprised. The minute that Miles was in his Uncle Aaron's apartment,
mm-hmm.
and the Prowler starts showing up, I'm like, I immediately made the connection.
Well, I think me and Sam made the connection the minute he showed up.
Well, yeah, because you read the comics. I have not.
Well, sure. Fun fact, in Spider-Man Homecoming, that is Donald Glover's character. Because he mentions that he has a nephew that's, you know...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's he's the Prowler. That's him. Post-credit sequence... Well, the credit sequence was great.
The whole credit sequence as a whole was fantastic. Mm-hmm.
It had the Spider-Man sitting behind the desk with the picture of Spider-Man behind it.
The only Spider-Man meme it didn't have in there was him laying in the hospital bed.
Oh, yeah.
That post gave me cancer Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I can kind of see why they wouldn't.
Yeah, yeah.
But, the credit sequence looked great. Had a bunch of references to all sorts of different things,
including the newest PS4
Spider-Man. Had the spider car, which is
the spider buggy. Yeah,
spider buggy. Yeah.
Well, that was in the Peter cave.
Yeah, but that was kind of a reference to Spider-Man and his amazing friends.
Yes,
wasn't it?
Don't say the Peter cave ever again.
The Parker pound.
That's not much better.
Not much better.
The spider's web.
It's a spider cave.
Spider cave. There we go. Yeah.
The spider hole.
Oh, it was so good. One thing I did not like, I didn't care for Scorpion.
Yeah, but he was hardly in the movie.
That's ultimate comics version of Scorpion.
Even with the stupid legs?
Yep.
Really?
Yep, sure is.
I don't remember that.
Don't care for him much.
I remember Big Demon Green Goblin.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of villains that just kind of showed up and then they fought for a
like
minute.
Like Tombstone.
Was that Tombstone or was that Hammerhead?
It was Tombstone.
It was Tombstone.
I thought that, but then I was looking at his head. And I'm like, God, he looks like Hammerhead.
Yeah. No.
But he had gray skin, like Tombstone.
Tombstone has gray skin. Hammerhead just has a flat head.
A big head, yeah.
Yeah.
But I always thought Tombstone was bigger, though, too.
Not really. I mean, he had super strength, but he didn't really use it very often. He would prefer guns, I guess, because he was more of a mobster type character. But yeah, really super good. So the Stan Lee cameo.
Oh, it was really good.
It was really
sad.
Good. And I'm pretty sure everyone in the audience started crying when that popped up. And
the cameo or the part or the memoriam at the end?
The cameo, I think. I know in my audience they.
Well,
they all
I really started. Felt it. Well, mm-hmm. there was like maybe four people in my theater, mm-hmm. including us two. So
that's weird.
That is kind of weird.
I went late. I went really late.
Oh,
at night.
Okay.
That makes sense.
I went at like 9:45 at night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I choked up at the memoriam.
Yeah, I did a little bit too, but that that cameo, and I think it mm-hmm. was when the cameo was done. It was done solely for laughs, but. The stuff that Stan says.
For some reason, yeah, it came out extremely poignant.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it really did.
Will the suit fit? It will.
It will eventually.
They all do.
They all do. And then you look over and it's absolutely no refunds.
Yeah, and he's got the little shine of his teeth.
Yeah.
Like, ding!
Yeah, that was good. So the post-credit sequence was pretty funny as well.
Are you talking about the end-end one?
The end-end one. The one that no one would really get unless you're a super comic person.
Or a meme person.
Or a meme person. Because it had Spider-Man. Because it had Spider-Man 2099.
Yep, Miguel.
Miguel O'Hara.
Yeah.
Voiced by Oscar Isaac.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That was him, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was going back to the 1960s Spider-Man. And
1960s
just,
cartoon Spider-Man?
Just pointing at each other with that bad animation.
And
It's rude to point, but you pointed at me first.
And the only J. Jonah Jameson in the movie, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was there, so.
Well, the thing is, like, I was reading the comics, or not comic, I was reading the credits and stuff, and it said, mm-hmm. you know, footage from 1960 Spider-Man rights, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, sitting there, I'm like, was there footage for
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I did the same thing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't remember any.
Like, I'm like, are they talking about the desk scene? And then that scene popped up, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, there it is.
Though, I was a little sad that the credits didn't have a reference to Japanese Emissary of Hell Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Well, yeah. Well, they had Penny Parker. You know, they didn't want to put
know,
too many different.
I know, but I wanted Leopardon.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. You want a giant fighting robot.
They'll do a sequel.
They'll do a sequel, and he'll be in it. He is the Emissary of Hell, Spider-Man.
Did you catch the Clone High reference?
No.
In the background of, like, Times Square, there's a poster for a movie called Clone College.
Oh, nice.
And it has Abe and JFK on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. So, yeah, I guess I glossed over that it was Lord and Miller.
Actually, just Lord, I think. Just Phil Lord.
Miller's name popped up at one point, whether it was a screenplay or something.
He probably helped.
He probably, yeah, well, yeah.
They probably sleep in bunk beds, I'm guessing.
like stepbrothers?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I saw it, but I didn't really put it together. I thought it was more like a reference to the clone conspiracy stuff.
Oh, yeah. That...
From the Spider-Man comics.
Nope, it's specifically Clone High.
Hmm. Oh, that's cool. You would think that they would give them another run at Clone High.
Yeah, especially as how big they are now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's also a Shaun of the Dead reference back there, too. What was it? I forget what the movie was called, but it was a Shaun of the Dead reference. This is like Dawn of the Shaun or something.
Oh, nice. You know what? I do have one complaint about the movie. Going to see that movie made me sit through that A Dog's Journey trailer.
Oh, right?
Yeah, that was bad. Yeah.
That was real bad.
It looked like a Hallmark movie that somehow has made it into a theater.
It was like Hallmark's like cheap knockoff version of Homeward Bound.
Yeah.
But with one animal because they couldn't afford three.
It was like a talking dog that specifically says jokes from coffee mugs. like coffee mugs a secretary would have, a middle-aged secretary would have.
Or your teacher.
Yeah.
You know what? Even, you know, that trailer was sappy enough, but like one shot stands out to me where that dog fights a like a bobcat or something. And that bobcat is clearly 100% CGI. It looks like something out of the new Lion King, not live action CGI movie. Like, well, it was real bad.
At least they didn't pull a Milo and Otis and throw a dog in a bobcat.
Oh, God. Okay, everyone, look up Milo and Otis.
No. Or don't. It's very sad.
Look up the Wikipedia article for it. You'll see.
God. There's a reason why they put no animals were harmed in the making of the film. Milo and Otis was probably the reason.
Yes.
I would have figured it was an older movie that made that a reference.
No.
It probably was. I'm making a joke, not a fact.
But Spider-Man, go see Spider-Man. It's a good movie.
Don't see that dog movie when it comes out.
Don't see that dog movie.
Man, people shouldn't have saw the other one. It was A Dog's Purpose, where they just kill a dog five times, and that's a good time at the movies, apparently.
Hey, Dennis Quaid's there. I mean, he's Quaiding it up.
Or go watch Hachi, Japanese dog.
Yeah, he's a little, was it Akita?
Shiba Inu,
yeah, that's right.
His owner was a college professor. And he would walk with him to the train station every day.
Oh, they have the statue.
Yes.
Yeah, like in real life.
Yes. Yeah, there's a movie about it.
Oh, really? That's incredibly sad.
Yeah, it's got is it Dennis Hopper? No.
No, God, no, not Dennis Hopper.
Shoot.
Richard Gere.
Yeah, that guy.
Or, hey, you could just watch that one episode of Futurama over and over again.
Oof.
And then curl up in a ball.
At the end, the dog goes up his butt.
That's getting
cut.
Oh
man, even more dated jokes. Wow.
We all know that about Richard Gere.
It's a well-known fact.
Oh no.
I'm a Cody from a parallel universe where 2003 never ended.
Oh God.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
Other dimension Cody perpetually lives in Portland, where the dream of the 90s is still alive.
Oh, God.
The Dreamcast is still available.
Oh, wouldn't that be great, though?
What a wonderful time that would have been. Oh, God. All right, can we talk about Spider-Man for like 3 more minutes so we can wrap up the half?
We could, or we could talk about other checkouts. I don't know.
Yeah,
for 3 minutes?
Sure.
Okay.
Do we have another one?
I saw Venom.
You saw Venom? Okay. What'd you think?
That's still talking about Spider-Man in a way.
God, it was a weird movie.
It's like a buddy cop movie.
It kind of is. Like, some of the acting in it was really, like, I was kind of like, oof, man, that is rough.
Yeah.
But Tom Hardy's stuff was good.
Tom Hardy's stuff was good.
His banter, some of his banter with Venom was kind of funny.
Mm-hmm. The villain was very bad.
No,
not like the good kind of bad that you want in a superhero movie. He was just forgettable and awful.
He was evil Elon Musk.
So like an early Marvel.
So he's Elon Musk.
Yeah. Zing.
And like
got him.
And the riot monster was one. I don't think it looked visually different enough.
Yeah.
From Venom,
it didn't.
And the voice was virtually the same.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh. And then supposedly, like, Shriek and stuff was in there, too. And I'm like, you didn't really see it.
No, not really.
Oh, man. And that Carnage bit at the end was...
He looked like evil Ronald McDonald.
It just looked bad. And then, like, he looks directly at the camera and goes, when I get out of here, there'll be Carnage. And
he might
like,
as well have winked
at I was just going to say, he
I
might
know.
As well have just turned,
I was like,
winked at the camera.
Really?
Yeah.
Put on a little straw hat and a cane and danced off the screen. This will be Carnage. Da 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 da.
Though I did notice at the beginning of the movie, the astronaut that carries the riot,
Jameson.
Yeah, I was like, okay, yeah. At least
Werewolf by Night.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, at least you got that reference in there.
Yeah,
and they did reference that Eddie Brock used to work in New York.
Yeah. Oh but no, they did just enough. But now dancing around Spider-Man without actually saying Spider-Man or putting.
Yeah.
It
in.
I used to work in New York, but then I contractually had to leave.
I had to avoid the troubles.
Yeah.
You know, I was really caught in a web of lies.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, jeez. I don't know. I saw it. I won't say it was like the world's worst movie, but it also wasn't that great.
You could have just stopped there. You could have just said, I saw it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a movie that came into my eyeballs, and I saw it.
I mean, there was some head biting.
Yeah, but none on screen.
Was there any turds in the wind?
One implied, none visually seen.
And then, like, sexy Venom was weird, too.
Well, you know, if Tumblr was still a thing.
Tumblr's still a thing. It's not the same thing.
Well, they just is can't. It really a thing anymore?
Did you see that when Tumblr had a reference of what adult content is still suitable for the site, it was flagged by their own algorithm.
Yeah, their algorithm is real bad.
Oh, wonderful. All right. Well, hey, let's go ahead and take a break here. And when we come back, we'll get into some news.
Hey, everybody, we're back. And when the bell tolls, it tolls for the... You just heard the Spider Bells song from the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. There's a fun little Christmas song in the middle there.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, where the one Spider-Man sings a Christmas song.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, for your listening joy, was Jingle Bells by William Shatner from his brand new album Shatner Claus.
Oh boy, is that
that is an album, let me tell you.
It certainly is something. We've listened to a handful of songs before recording the show this week.
Oh, I've listened to the whole album thanks to somebody.
What? You're welcome.
Yeah. Oh. It was a harrowing experience.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure that's a trap in the Deception Games.
Certainly 3 minutes I can't get back. No. All right. So,
and we didn't even make you guys listen to Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, right. You guys, listen, listeners, you got off light.
Hey, you've probably got Spotify. Look up that Shatner clause.
Anyway, let's get into a little bit of news. And, you know, we're talking about Spider-Man. Let's just rip the full Band-Aid off.
The full of Spider-Man that. Band-Aid.
Yeah. So the Spider-Man game. Has a bunch of different costumes that have been coming out, right? You guys know more about this than I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With every DLC that's come out, they have released 3 suits.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah. The new DLC comes out the 21st.
Ooh, the solstice. So
yesterday.
No.
By the time this airs. Oh.
Yes, yes. It is also the final DLC for the game. Mm. But yeah, today, whatever the date is, I don't even remember now.
22nd.
Yeah.
When the show airs.
Oh.
When the show airs.
Okay.
We are recording this in the past to be
aired in the
future.
Which is your present.
Presents.
It's how... Yeah, presents. Ah, Christmas!
Oh.
We're the ghosts of Christmas past.
Present and future.
Present, yeah.
We're just a bunch of ghosts behind the radio. So anyway, Insomniac Games has released a free Spider-Man suit for... Reasons?
Because the internet complained hard enough.
Yeah.
Yes, after saying they would not bow down to the pressure.
They totally backed down.
Yeah.
And yeah, and released the Sam Raimi movie Spider-Man suit to the whining, crying masses of mad Game Boys. Gamer Boys and Gamer Girls.
Yep, they call it the webbed suit because instead of having just lines on it, it's got... Raged
is what the internet commenters were about about it not being in the game.
Yeah,
raised textured spider webs.
Yeah,
on this, the suit. You remember what the suit looks like? Everyone watched those movies.
It was on the poster, real big.
It was very, very big. This was almost a non-news item, but like, it's worth mentioning because you know they did the big back down. And gave in to internet demands.
Either that, or they just always planned on doing it and just were just stringing
people
along.
They were going to do it the whole time. Just something was making it take longer than they thought.
Probably got tied up in rights somewhere.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's all it was.
So anyway, yeah, that's a thing. That happened.
Like, you wouldn't believe how stupidly upset these people were getting about this particular costume.
Yeah.
That's not even that good.
You know, everyone's got to latch on to something.
Yeah.
And for some reason, this is just something that a lot of people tended to latch on to.
This was a hill a lot of people were apparently prepared to die on.
Yeah.
You know what? There's still another Spider-Man suit that appeared in a movie that's not even in this game.
Andrew Garfield?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that one without the belt, he just looks like he's wearing a onesie. And speaking of nerds dying on a hill, let's talk about that with those Fortnite lawsuits.
Good. That was an excellent segue.
Thank you.
That was pretty good.
Thanks. So Fortnite is a game that everybody who plays video games knows about. It's like a free-to-play shooter type game thing. Like,
yep.
Every 14-year-old in the world plays it constantly.
Yeah. And every grandma's going to buy it for Christmas.
Right. But one of the things that Fortnite has on it are a bunch of emotes, like, so your little player guy can do, like, the dances when you...
Dances, thumbs up, whatever.
Whatever, so when you shoot a person real good, you can, you know, taunt at them or something like that.
Do a little dance over their corpse.
Anyways, the creators of Fortnite just can't seem to get straight what is copywritten things and what isn't. Because they keep making emotes and dances and things that are based on, well, not just based on, just flat out ripping off real live actual things like the Carlton from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, or like the floss that one kid did on that YouTube video. The kid with the backpack. Well, Alfonso Ribeiro and like the backpack kid, and wasn't that guy from Scrubs? Was the first one.
He didn't sue, but he said he was vocally unhappy about it.
Yeah.
But there was a rapper who had a dance that he apparently was doing forever.
That I looked it up earlier so I would know who it was when we talked about it on the show, but I've forgotten.
Well,
Anyway,
Fortnite
three people are currently suing them.
At the same time.
Yeah.
And, you know, it would be one thing if they were giving... What it comes down to is they're making money off of these emotes.
Exactly. These are premium emotes that cost real money.
If they're giving them away for free, chances are...
They wouldn't have a leg to
stand on.
This
would be a non-issue.
Or even if it was a random draw in a loot box, that would be slightly different.
That would
be
slightly better. But they're actively making money off of someone else's intellectual property. I mean, I don't know how much of the Carlton was Alfonso Ribeiro's...
Actual doing,
as opposed to the director saying, "Hey, dance like a nerd."
It sounds stupid.
It sounds really stupid, and it kind of is. But this is the creators of Fortnite treating the game as though it is a small indie project, a free to play indie project, like it when it was started. But it's not.
Yeah.
It's taken a step beyond that.
It never was. It's by Epic Games, the people who have an engine that every AAA game and less than that licensed to make their game.
True, but by making this a free-to-play game, I think they may have initially had the idea that it was like...
It wasn't a free-to-play game at first.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, but also it was a completely different game when it first came out, too.
But nobody liked that game.
Yeah, it was a horde mode game.
Oh.
But then when they helped out the people who made PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds make their game, when they got the code, and it's like, hey, that's kind of a neat idea. Even though it's not an original idea, it was a mod back in the day.
Yeah,
sure.
Was it Arma or something like that?
Probably.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, you guys know more about this stuff than I do.
All
I know is that they're getting sued by Carlton.
For a free-to-play game, they have made stupid amounts of money.
That's basically why everybody's suing them, because they want a piece of that stupid amount of money that they've made.
Sure.
Yeah.
But they also do kind of have a right to a piece of that pie.
Oh, sure, they do. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, if I, you know, made some kind of internet famous or television famous, you know, movement, and someone else was making money off of it, I'd probably...
Sorry, I laughed at the phrase television famous movement.
Well, how else do you describe the Carlton?
Yeah.
It sure was a movement.
And notice they go for these smaller dances. You can't buy... notice they go for these smaller dances, and you can't buy, like, Michael Jackson's Moonwalk or,
sure,
you
yeah,
know, the single ladies dance, like... Because they know they'll get the crap suit out of them for that.
Yeah,
but...
Gundam style.
Actually, there is a Gangnam style.
Oh, there's a Gangnam style.
I think there's also an MC Hammer dance too.
Well, Hammer doesn't have the money to hire a lawyer.
MC Hammer probably doesn't have even a TV to know what Fortnite is.
Oh. Now you took it too sad. What I said was okay. What you said was too far.
No, hey, I can't help it.
Hammer pants are made out of garbage bags now.
You mean they weren't before?
Well, I mean, there was that little bit in the MC Hammer cartoon where they taught you how to...
I was just going to say, do you remember Hammerman?
Yes, I remember Hammerman.
Hammerman was great.
And there was a bit at the end of one of the episodes where they teach you to make hammer pants out of trash bags.
Out of trash bags, that's right. Yeah.
I'm not kidding. It's basically cut a hole in the corners of this trash bag.
And put your legs in it.
And put your legs in it and tie it up.
And
boom.
And then shuffle back and forth.
That horrible trash bag noise that would make when you do the dance.
Man, that'd be a fun YouTube video, wouldn't it? Nerd Overload does hammer pants.
Stay tuned for it on Nerd Overload TV.
Maybe we'll make it a New Year's thing.
There we go. Yeah. Okay. Hey, we were talking about the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air before, right?
I mean, yes.
So
that's where the Carlton originates.
So let's take a trip to the Fresh Prince of Agrabah with our next news topic.
A whole new world, if you will.
A whole new world of poor choices. So there's they released the first, that
images.
Translation wasn't quite as good as the other one.
Yes,
so just
yes.
Roll with it. They did in Entertainment Weekly this week, they released the first images of the live action Aladdin movie, that Disney is making in their long list of,
poor choices,
poor
nostalgia mining.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Hard.
And, the cover features Jasmine, Aladdin, and the genie, and...
Played by Will Smith.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
It was one of those things where I looked at it, and I'm like, there's nothing inherently racist in this picture. Like, I can't point my finger at it and say, that's racist. But it sure did kind of feel racist.
It sure did. Yeah, so...
like, it just didn't feel good.
Yeah, so there were some issues with a lot of the costuming. I want to say right off the bat, Jasmine looked fine.
Yeah.
Jasmine looked fine. Fun fact, Pink Power Ranger from that bad Power Rangers movie that they did a few years ago.
Is Jasmine,
yeah. And she was one of the best parts of that Power Rangers movie, so I have no doubt she'll be fine.
Aladdin wears a shirt.
Why does Aladdin wear a shirt? He's supposed to just have a vest on and no visible nipples.
Yeah, just CGI. Yeah, just CGI out his nipples.
CGI off his nipples.
Yeah, like a Ken doll,
or Superman's mustache.
Yes, or like Superman's mustache.
Or CG Superman's mustache where his nipples should be.
Yeah, just two discreet mustaches.
Aladdin's outfit is not that outlandish.
It's
Why
not.
Didn't they just make it look the same? They make everything else look
He's
the
wearing
same.
A shirt that makes it look like he went to the Old Navy, but in the desert.
Yeah. I was going to say, he looks kind of like Benny from the Brendan Fraser Mummy movie.
Yeah. He does, that too. Yeah, a little bit.
I didn't realize that, but you are 100% correct.
Yep. And more unsettling is Will Smith as the genie.
Yeah, we've been kind of beating around the bush here.
A little bit.
That's the worst one.
That's the story.
So here's the thing. Everyone thought he was just going to be voicing a CG character.
He should have been.
But he's not.
Nope, they gave him this weird... Like, Will Smith, I don't think I've ever seen him, like, totally bald. And, like, I don't know if they CG'd his head to be bald or if they actually gave him that...
Slapped a bald cap on
there. Oh, that could have done that too.
And like glued the top knot on there.
Yeah. Either way, he looks weird as a bald guy. It doesn't look right in that top knot.
Wait, wasn't he bald in Suicide Squad?
Yes.
Oh, I guess he was bald in Suicide Squad. Well, that's different.
He had a different look.
And he had a different look.
He didn't have that just appalling top knot.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what's worth, the top knot or the goatee.
It's not great either.
It's not great.
And his blue outfit.
Yeah.
He looks, and I looked this up online after I read about it. He does look kind of like what the genie looks like in the Aladdin stage show.
Yeah, a little bit, I
guess.
I forgot
there was a stage show.
Yeah. But it's still not great.
Oh, God,
He should have been blue, at least.
Well, according to a tweet by William Smith. Or
William Smith.
Sir William Smith.
I don't know why I said that.
William Reginald Smith, Esquire. Sir Smith.
Prince of Bel Air. Man and Black.
Prince William of Bel Air.
Anyway, Will Smith. I don't know why I said that. Jeez, that is
well, it
some
was
word...
very funny, and I'm glad
oh,
you
yeah,
did.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome that you were benefiting from my word vomit. Will Smith tweeted after the backlash of basically the whole internet hating everything this is about. Also, side note, everyone's apparently pretty thirsty about Jafar.
Yeah,
I didn't see Jafar.
Well, they posted pictures of the guy, and he's like, he's not quite Jason Momoa buff, but he's like there. You know, he's Aquaphor. So
Aquaphor. Aquaphor, the lotion? Yeah, he's a buffman.
Yeah. Definitely won't be as creepy as Jafar in the movie. Yeah, or he will.
He's supposed to have that really big, offensive hook nose.
I kind of thought John Turturro would make a great Jafar. He's real skinny and has that, you know, he just looks like a bad guy. Oh. I'm sure he's perfectly nice.
Yeah, Jafar wasn't buff. He was wiry.
He was wiry and weird.
Yeah. Hey, anyway. Remember when Jafar was in that that Once Upon a Time spinoff?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. Wasn't he the
main villain?
He turned out to be the magic mirror.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. He was. The genie was trapped inside the magic mirror. It was that Regina used in the first couple seasons.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
That show made a lot of very wild, like...
Abandon?
Yeah, just all sorts of...
Oh, yeah, it
weird twists and turns. With
and then they brought in the Frozen stuff, and I was like, why?
And then there's Frozen, yeah.
So anyway, Aladdin.
It looks bad.
So Will Smith went on Twitter and goes, hey, don't worry, I am blue in the film.
And also my coloring will be blue. And he also added Abu Dhabi Abu Dhabi.
He's a blue little genie with a blue vest and a blue little carpet.
Have we milked this topic for all it's worth?
Oh yeah,
I think so.
Who's going to? Is Andy Serkis going to mocap the carpet?
Oh, I hope so.
You know what? You joke.
Andy Serkis. You just see a behind the scenes of him like sitting on the ground, going, "Step on me."
He's planking.
He's planking constantly with his arms just flapping back and forth.
Though, you laugh.
And Aladdin and Jasmine are sitting on his back.
A whole new world.
And he's just sitting there going, I'm okay with this. This is a good time for me.
I mean, you laugh, but Benedict Cumberbatch did mocap the dragon in The Hobbit. Look up videos. It's some weird stuff.
Oh, I have no doubt.
And now he's the most boring milquetoast version of the Grinch you could ever imagine.
And we had Jim Carrey as the Grinch. Yeah. Can you believe that we live in a world where we can say that, you know, comparatively, Jim Carrey's Grinch isn't that bad? We are truly in the darkest timeline.
I mean, Cindy Lou Who did grow up to be the lead singer of The Pretty Reckless.
That's true. She did, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That is a thing that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's talk about a couple of movie trailers.
Yeah, why not?
Let's pull away from the bad stuff and get to the good stuff. Men in Black.
Man, that
and they're
was
coming
good.
Back.
Yeah. They're back. They're back in black.
It's a spinoff, I guess, of the regular franchise.
Spinoff, but also kind of a halfway. I mean, it is definitely a sequel because they do reference J&K.
You do see the room that you walk into to get into the New York headquarters of the Men in Black.
Emma Thompson is the head of the Men in Black, the American branch of Men in Black, which
makes me wonder what happened to Rip Torn.
She was the head of the Men in Black in Men in Black 3, you know, because Rip Torn passed away between he didn't. He was in jail because he like peed on a guy or something. Rip Torn got real crazy there near the end of his life. I forget what the exact.
I forgot that,
like,
Rip Torn had passed away.
No, he tried to rob a bank or something.
Really?
Like, something like that. Rip Torn did something crazy. Yeah, look it up. Let's
fact check
let's
that.
Let's fact check that one. But Rip Torn wasn't in Men in Black 2. I keep saying Cate Blanchett. It's not. It's Emma Thompson. It was the lead in that.
Yeah.
Because when they go back in the past, Alice Eve was her younger version. Anyway.
Yeah, and what's his face played young K?
Thanos.
Yeah.
Josh Brolin.
Anyway, we're getting off track. This new trailer looks great.
I completely forgot there was another Men in Black movie coming out.
I did too, but it has Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson in it, and reprising their buddy copness from Thor 3.
Exactly. Like I was doing was getting like Ragnarok like vibes.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
I mean he's really running with that weird pseudo action funny business.
But everything about that trailer looks good. I didn't know Liam Neeson was going to be in it.
Right?
Yeah.
Like I was just talking the other day with somebody at work about how like man, he really doesn't do anything anymore and what he has done isn't great.
But you see, the thing is, he has a very particular set of skills.
Yeah, it's called taking a paycheck.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a good joke, me.
Yeah. You did a good job.
That was a premium goof.
You did a very good job. But this trailer looks great. Looks like they're expanding it worldwide instead of just...
Yeah, they're definitely going the Harry Potter route of like, hey, mm-hmm. let's see some other stuff.
Yeah.
God, do you remember when they were talking about doing a crossover movie with 21 Jump Street and Men in Black?
Vaguely,
yeah. That's right, yeah.
Yeah, they were going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
When 21 and 22 Jump Street were like real big there for a minute.
Rip Torn did indeed attempt to rob a bank.
While drunk.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm actually reading it right here. Yeah. January 29th, 2010, walked into a bank with a firearm, also intoxicated because Rip Torn.
So that's why he wasn't in Black.
That's why he
Black
wasn't 3. In Black 3.
And like I said, I forgot he had passed away.
Yeah. Anyway, that looks great. I don't know what else to say about it. It looks very good.
I was in the first time I saw a picture of Tessa Thompson rocking that suit.
Oh, yeah.
And then I saw the trailer, and now I'm like doubly in.
Yep, absolutely. Same here. The other trailer that we have still looks good, maybe not to the level of Men in Black, but still good, and kind of on the same vein a little bit. You know, we have people fighting supernatural
kind of
things.
It kind of has the same tone.
So, kind of, yeah. Weirdly,
you know, I never really thought about it, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just exchange aliens for supernatural things.
Yeah.
We're talking about Hellboy. Yeah, we're talking about Hellboy.
Hellboy's coming back.
And it's a full reboot.
Yep. Yep, no Ron Perlman, no...
Friend of the show, Doug Jones.
Yep, no Del Toro.
Yeah.
Completely different tone.
Oh, yeah.
Completely
different. Yeah.
But I'm in for mm-hmm. it. It looks fun.
I'm on the fence.
I like David Harbour. He's great. He's funny. He's one of the best parts of Stranger Things.
I think the prosthetics that they use on his face make him look more like the Mike Mignola version of, like the original comic version of Hellboy. The problem
his
with that
eyes
is,
do look more yellow.
The problem with that is because of the added prosthetics, he doesn't have quite the facial acting that Ron Perlman did.
He can't emote as much.
See, the thing is, Ron Perlman just looked like Hellboy.
Yeah, he really did. He really didn't need that much.
He really just slap a couple horns on him and that's it. This guy, the new guy,
David Harbour.
Harbour, yeah. He needs a little more help with it. But I think the acting underneath looks really good. The only thing I saw was there's a couple shots where he's like wearing a trench coat and you know, Hellboy has the one big hand and he has the one like normal size hand,
mm-hmm.
but because he's wearing such a huge trench coat to cover like the big hand, his other hand looks real tiny by comparison. And it looks like, Kristen Wiig from that SNL sketch with the, Lawrence Welk show where she has the little tiny hands.
I don't think I know that one.
Oh, it's a good sketch.
It's a good sketch.
Very funny.
Let me pull up a picture of it while you guys talk about Hellboy.
I was thinking more like when you're talking about like tiny hands and stuff, I was thinking more like Chris Elliott in Scary Movie 2.
I don't know. Not Scary Movie. I remember absolutely nothing about that movie. I know I've seen it before. Don't
remember.
Oh,
with the little doll hands. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I kind of, okay, I remember
and
that.
And I'm Darley.
That spawned a whole bunch of internet imitations for it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
People think like doll baby arms and mm-hmm. stuff. And stuffed
them. Oh, you can buy those tiny hands.
Oh, sure.
They have them at Big Fun.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. And now you guys know what it feels like when I go to Burger King and I get a Whopper.
Oh, now you made it sad.
And laugh and at laugh. My at my pain.
Yeah.
With my tiny little baby hands.
Yeah.
Burger King has cookies now. Did you know that?
Didn't they always?
No.
Otis Spunkmeyer brand cookies?
Oh, maybe they did.
Yeah.
Well, now they're advertising them.
Well,
I don't go to Burger King for cookies.
I'll go anywhere for a cookie.
Anyway, Hellboy, it definitely has a way different tone because, you know, it doesn't have that Del Toro artistic touch.
Yeah. Yeah. You kind of are missing out on that a little yeah. bit.
It's just not as dark, which is weird.
It's weird, but
also, what's up with Hellboy just walking around people? Like in the other movies and stuff, he like they go through great lengths so people don't see him.
Also, he didn't have any kitties.
At least in the trailer.
I'm sure. I mean, that's pretty big for the character. And pancakes.
Yeah. Now, was that Mila Jovovich as...
Yes.
Liz, the fire lady?
The pyrokinetic?
Yeah. You know? Was that her?
Yep.
But Paul okay. W.S. Anderson isn't directing this movie.
Oh, I'm sure he's offset somewhere. He's off on the side writing his very, very bad Monster Hunter movie.
Yeah.
Taking pointers because it's his wife fighting monsters.
Yeah, it's like, monsters. Maybe I can put this in my movie. Add more guns to Monster Hunter. That's what we need.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, I'll watch it. I mean,
oh, yeah. No, I love, I
consume anything. Hellboy.
Sure.
That's what they're counting on.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I mean, it's going to be fine. Yeah, I have no doubt. Actually, I think we've pretty much hit time with that last little bit. So, yeah, let's go ahead and wrap things up. You've been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you very much for tuning in. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram at Nerd Overload Now.
You can email us at staff@nerdoverload.com.
You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nerd Overload TV, where maybe somebody will put on a garbage bag as hammer pants.
I'm going to say that there's a high probability of that.
I mean, I'm just going to say, you can't touch this.
All right. Well, you can also find our show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, and just about anywhere else you can find a podcast, you can find our show. We're selling t-shirts and mugs and stuff like that with our show logo and other various references that we make on the show.
Our deep cuts, if you will.
Deep cuts. Just go to bit.ly/nerdoverloadt or go to nerdoverload.com and there should be a link right at the top of the page.
It says store.
That says store. It checks right to it. Cody, you have a game.
Yeah, believethegame.com. You can go there, check out the latest screenshots. There's a trailer you can watch. Go check it out, believethegame.com.
Yeah, there you go. All right, again, thank you all for tuning in, and we will be back next week. Jingle bells.
Pizza out.